I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Officer Matt McCurry from the Chillicothe Police Department. Distracted driving is a problem that's been around for a long time, but it seems like cell phones and smartphones have made things much worse. What problems do these cause?
The issues we see today are just people not looking at the road, and they're looking at their phones. You know, they're getting some sort of notifications from everything, from if they made their steps counts today, maybe it's a Facebook notification. But anytime that dings, anytime you're taking your eyes off the road, that's a possibility of an accident that could happen or that could be avoided. That's lessening your reaction time to a dynamic environment that's constantly changing on the roadway.
What does the state of Missouri say about the use of cell phones while driving?
For drivers that are 21 and over, it's perfectly legal to be using your phone. I wouldn't recommend it. As we stated before, it's a huge distraction to you. But for drivers that are under the age of 21, this prohibits the use of instant messaging. Missouri law defines instant messaging as pretty much anything besides a phone call that's surfing the web, accessing any sort of social media, accessing any websites, typing or reading any sort of messages.
What about hands-free devices or the systems that are built into your vehicle? Are those allowed?
Yes, those are permitted for drivers of all ages. If it's technology that was installed in the vehicle, that's perfectly legal to use. And hands-free devices are also, you're able to use hands-free devices.
Do those type of devices help a little bit with the distracted driving?
I would definitely say it would help if it's something that possibly could keep your eyes on the road and your attention where it needs to be. But ultimately, anything that divides your attention away from the roadway could be potentially hazardous.
Ultimately, what is the best way or the best solution for phones and distracted driving?
I don't know if I've discovered the best solution so far, but there's several you can do. If you have a passenger, maybe hand the phone to them, let them handle any sort of incoming and outgoing messages and phone calls. Something I do personally is I pull over and I use my phone then. That way, when you're safely parked, Missouri law states that even if you're in control of a vehicle and you're under that age of 21, if you're parked, you can still use your phone. I even have some supervisors. They have some sort of setting they can put their phone to. And if I'm trying to get a hold of them, it's kind of annoying sometimes, but it'll give me an auto-generated response saying that they're driving and they'll contact me later. But it's for safety. So at the end of the day, that's everyone's goal.
That is Officer Matt McCurry with the Chillicothe Police Department, and this is Cop Talk.